Hill Mobile.
Jim, this is 0TR. It's kind of quiet out there, isn't it?
Good afternoon, Tom. How you doing this afternoon?
Real good. I was just getting ready to head downstairs. Been outside for a little while, come in for a rest, and had a snack here, some homemade ham salad on some club crackers and little Kite's cheese and tomatoes mixed with green pepper, and and I don't know, Bernice, you're fixing fish for supper, it seems like, Jim. How's your day?
It's a beautiful day. Been up to North Carolina to get a haircut and headed back down the mountain.
The sound on this thing, it just come on. Oh, that's what happens when you click on something and you're talking here. Oh, you be careful out there. There's quite a few of them going up. Well, quite a few. There's a few guys going up to that Pigeon Forge thing this weekend to the South Carolina DX Association, or I don't know what they're calling it, but I know they go every year, and it's a nice thing to go to, they tell me. I just personally been avoiding crowds and that, like you, I'm sure, and I don't feel able to go up to that one anyways, but I know, let's see, Bob and Bill and Steve, and I don't know who else is going up to it. It's a big gathering of the DXer guys.
I think I've never heard of it before, so I'll have to look them up on the internet there. Yeah, that whole area, Pigeon Forge, I went to school in Knoxville, so I'm pretty familiar with that area, K.O. Foyle.
Year, and they give away some really nice door prizes. ND7J Bob, they have a boot camp, and he's giving a couple of presentations at that. I don't remember what on. I thought maybe, what's making over there? Oh, the dishwasher. She got it quieted down. Life's good. LG dishwasher. Sings a pretty song anyways. It's a good one to go to, so I'm told. And there's people come from, or used to anyways, come from all over the world to it, I guess.
The South Carolina DX Association, or is it bigger than that?
Well, I think K4SV might have got it started. I'm not sure. Dave, and he's been the president of the Greer Amateur Radio Club for a long time. Why don't you query ND7J about it, or if you hear him, grab him. If you can't find it, I'll send you his phone number, and he's an excellent source and an excellent ham, and a great guy, and known him since the day he started, Jim, and he loves to help everybody. So if you'd like that number, I'll send it up to you. And his last name is Chesinski, but don't ask me to spell that. It'll be in the email. Or you can go to QRZ and look it up. November Delta 7 Japan, as he calls it.
Hang on, 4LZI, Portland.
Hey, Andy. By the way, Chad called for you about a half hour or so ago. You know anything about that up there, Andy?
I go off cutting grass. I know I could be wrong about this. I was thinking that, say, about 12 to 15 years ago, that David Stansel, W4KA, at least got this chapter down here going, originally, because the call sign was, I don't remember, they had a group call sign for that, and our little group was involved with them for a while, and we used that call sign for here, but You know, David Stansel, W4KA may have just been this part down here, so that got it started. There may be more than multiples, you know, of people involved that quit that, so that's really all I know, other than as you say, Bob's involved in it, and IQ Bill, and a few others.
Okay, and you appreciate that. Yeah, W4KA itself got bad, and I got my jacket over there. I could go look at the patch on it from the South Carolina DX Association. They meet down here at this Greek restaurant up on White Hampton once a month, Jim. And there's a bunch of real nice guys in that. But Bob is up in Edneyville, North Carolina. And let's see, he says, Bob at nd7j.com. And if you pop him an email and give him your phone number, I'm sure he'll call you back. He does some contracting, industrial contracting now. And he's also a professional photographer in equestrian and NASCAR.
Like a pretty busy life, but ND7J, I'll give him a call and or send him an email and see if I can find out about that.
Yeah, just put Bob at ND7J.com. Great guy. You need to go up there and visit him. His station is awesome. It really is. The only one I know that's any better might be K4SV, and he's got a bigger station, but Bob's got a... Well, just go to QRZ and look at East Station. You'll see what I mean. He got two of those 7800s and a really nice amp and that. That picture, he's still got an Alpha amp in there, but he don't use that anymore. But he's got a 40-meter beam and some other things out there that are a really nice station. You'd really enjoy him, Jim. Go ahead, Andy.
Such stuff as this. Has anybody heard out of W4KA David lately? I've been told he's still active on HF, but he never fools for 2 meters or 77 meters anymore, and I ain't heard him in I don't know how many years.
Don't know. Bob said something about him the other day, but he took over as president from W4KA, and he's the one that does the puts on the stuff at the meetings, and then he asks other people to put on special events too there when they meet down there. But I haven't been going. I am a member of it though, and it's nothing to be a member of it, Jim. Go ahead, Jim. KO4LAO in 0TR.
I'm finding out a little bit more about it, so I'll give him. I'll send him an email and see what I can. See what I can find out, and maybe I can go to one of their meetings or something.
Well, they scored very, very high in South Carolina. I know in this last big contest they did, and they have a group of real, real good hams that do that, and they're very serious about this contest and stuff, which I am not, but... Yeah, he's got a good website and write up on QRZ. And just tell him Tom said to give you a call.
Yeah, I think you you told me about Bob once before because, you know, I used to teach up at North Anderson High School. And I'm pretty familiar with the area where you said his place was.
Sit and carry on. I'll go back just to monitor now. I didn't realize, of course, I don't, you know, I'm technically not a member of it and couldn't go to it. If I was, I'd be like you because of my diabetic health. But I know in the beginning David was the one that got it cranked up. But y'all go ahead, and I'm going to go back to monitoring. Like I was saying earlier when the other station called earlier, I was out cutting grass and nowhere near a radio. KI4LZI Portal.
Okay, Andy, 73 is nice to hear you. And, you know, like I said, Chad gave you a call earlier, and then he called Larry, but Larry wasn't on either. Yeah, Jim, tell him, of course, I wouldn't say anything good about him. Tell him that Tom said he was the biggest source of misinformation in South Carolina, but he felt sorry for him, and you ought to contact him.
Where to do that?
He's about this ham radio operation stuff, and he does, I think, pretty much every mode, and just a very, very hard-working individual. He's always up to something, and we always go back and forth bantering each other, of course, but he just lives out just a few miles to the east, I would call it, of downtown there as you're going in off of 26 at the Batcave exit. You take that, go down the road and on out past Granddad's and that, and then he's within about, I don't know, 5 minutes of there.
Get towards where the Justice Academy is on 64.
On here quite a bit, but he's covered up with the getting this ready up there, I know. When do you say he's going to travel? Tomorrow, Bernice? Rusty would know probably, huh? Oh, he's up there today. I take that back, Jim. Who's going up? Oh, Bill, N4IQ's going up tomorrow. That's another guy you could call and ask about it. If you, let's see, I don't know. I got Bill's phone number if you want to call him, Jim. But I won't say it over the air. But I'll text it to you if you want.
Yeah, that'd be fine. Just text it to me, and I'll get a hold of him or Bob, either one, and just find out a little bit more about it. And Andy, I don't know if you're still on or not. KI4LZI. Enjoy hearing you on the VHF net in the evenings. I think we're in the same group there when they call it, and I try to listen to you and one of the other guys there, and then I'll check in. KO4LAO.
You're listening. I told Chad, nobody answered him there earlier, and I said, Andy's up firing up the still up there. He might be out of touch for a while, so if you get any revenuers visiting you, you'll know who sicked him on you there, Andy. Back outside, Jim.
He may have. Listen, Tom, I got to run. Thanks for the information. I'll send Bob an email for sure. And if you'll text me that phone number, that'd be great. I hope you and Bernice have a good afternoon. It's a beautiful day in South Carolina. And I'm going to be clear on your last KO4LAO.
Okay, Jim. And be sure and tell Bill I give that to you because I wouldn't give phone numbers out to just everybody. Take care. KO4LAO N0TR73 is Jim.
4LZI. KI4LZI. KO4NUE.
Here 5 minutes ago, but he was going to head back outside, buddy.
Doggone it. Okay. All right. Well, I'll keep trying. Thank you, Tom. KO4NUE. I'm clear.
I told him you called. What'd you say he was doing? Mowing grass, Bernice? I think he was mowing grass. He was outside, but he was back in 5 minutes ago. So he might be around pretty quick. I'll let you go, Chad. Take care. N0TR.